America Extension Almanac.
A common question between livestock farmers and crop farmers is how much is manure worth? Nebraska Extension educator Leslie Johnson talks about the nutrient content of livestock manure and how it can be a cost-effective way to add nutrients to crop fields.
The main thing to remember with manure nutrients is that not all of that is available the first year. So the only way to really know what nutrients you have in your manure is to get a manure sample. So taking a sample and sending that to the lab and getting that information back is really critical so that you know exactly what's in that manure. We could use book values, we could use the neighbor's values, but none of them are going to be accurate to what you're actually applying unless it's your own manure sample. So that is probably the biggest piece. And then the other really important part that actually the article doesn't talk a lot about, my intention is to do another article on that, is how do you know that you've applied the amount that you were targeting? So if you were shooting for 10 tons an acre, how do you know that you didn't apply 15 tons an acre or only 5 tons an acre? And that is to calibrate your manure spreader. And like I said, I'll write another article on how to really do that. We're going to focus today on assuming that we know exactly how much we've applied, how much we could calculate those nutrients. As a general rule, with most solid manures, you're not doing a lot of mixing before doing that application. So the best time to get a sample is during the actual application, which makes it difficult to make any decisions on how much to apply when you're doing that. But if you can, you could use book values to make those initial, or you can use last year's sample. But when you're taking that sample, you need to get lots of little samples. So what I recommend is when you're loading that spreader, if you're talking a solid manure, when you're loading that spreader, take a couple of handfuls from each load, throw it in a 5-gallon bucket, and then go back after you've done several loads and then stir that up and take a smaller sample of that, and that's what you actually send to the lab. The good part about solid manures when we're doing the application is that we've created that mixing as we put it into the spreader, so we get a better representative sample. If you do have a stockpile, you want to use that to make your decisions. The key with stockpiled manure is to make sure you get away from the crust. So dig in a little bit before you take that sample and then do lots of sub-samples so that you can make that representative. Again, throwing them into a 5-gallon bucket and stirring them up and sending just a portion of that to the lab, because the lab doesn't need a lot. So you can save your shipping expense by not sending a whole 5-gallon bucket. Within the last about year and a half now, we publish new values for the availability. And so what that means is that we actually have increased the amount, or what we're saying is our amount available based on the research that was done here in the state of Nebraska, and knowing our cropping systems and our climate and accounting for those things. And so now we assume that about 40% of organic nitrogen is available, which is in beef manure and a lot in your solid manures is your primary nitrogen source. In things like swine manure, there's a lot more ammonium nitrogen. That actually is incredibly available the first year, and only available the first year because it does tend to be lost to volatilization into the atmosphere. So the thing with ammonia, though, is that it really depends whether or not you incorporate it somehow into the soil. It's much like anhydrous ammonia, that it needs to be incorporated into the soil or it does get lost to the atmosphere. So when you're doing that application, if you have a manure that's high in ammonium, you're definitely going to want to either inject it if you can or incorporate it as quickly as you can. Most of your beef manures are pretty low in ammonium, so it's not as critical, but there are times where you might want to go ahead and incorporate it. And the sooner that you incorporate it, the better. If you wait more than 7 days, you've lost that ammonium anyway.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.